know full well that there's a need out there to get our message out from production agriculture to the consumer. Who does it? How do we unify on this?
Well, the good news is that it has to be more than one channel. I think one of the things we have to do is recognize that collectively in agriculture, we're in for several years of ongoing engagement and education with consumers who are so many generations removed from the farm. So everybody has to take a personal responsibility, whether it's educating your neighbor, being involved in a spokesperson program, or participating in a more formal program for helping tell the story of who we are and what we do today in a way that's compelling and meaningful for consumers.
When you run across the Westland Hallmark video or some of these, how do we counter that? What should production agriculture do when an instance like that happens?
First thing is, our voice has to be the first one to be in the marketplace to say that is not acceptable. That is not consistent with our standards. We won't accept it. We won't tolerate it. But we can do that without necessarily throwing an individual producer under the bus. So say, for instance, you know, Bob Jones has something terrible happen on his farm. It's captured on hidden camera video. The industry needs to be the first to say, we don't accept what happened on Bob Jones' farms. It's not acceptable with industry standards. It's not consistent with what we expect of ourselves. It's disappointing. But we look forward to working with Bob to helping him get back up to standard so he can continue to produce in the way that 99% of our producers do every day.
Well, right now we're facing with HSUS and their efforts across the country to outlaw certain production practices. How does production agriculture justify the production practices such as sow crates, chicken cages?
It's an absolutely perfect question, because if we try to rely only on science and they come back with an emotion-based argument, we'll lose that every single time, as we've seen. So part of it has to be an ability to look people in the eye and be very comfortable talking about why we use gestation stalls. We use them to provide an environment that allows the sow to be protected during her pregnancy, to protect her unborn pigs, and to make sure we can provide care for her every single day. That's a values-based message that will resonate with many consumers. The other thing that's important to recognize is sows in gestation stalls represent less than 10% of the herd. So help people understand that's not where we keep all of our animals. We keep the breeding animals there for a specific purpose for a specific period of time, but that's a small percentage of the animals, and we do it for their best interest.
I know you've also advocated that production agriculture needs to sell or promote the fact of its latest and greatest accomplishments, of what it's doing today, as opposed to what you compared the 57 Chevy.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got to stop using those iconic images that are 30, 40, 50 years out of date, because they're completely inconsistent with what we do today. We all have tremendous pride, and we should have, in the heritage of agriculture. But we don't want to promote those images as being what we do today, because when we show those images and promote those images and then people see hidden camera videos, it just reinforces that disconnect and creates greater suspicion about what we're doing in today's operations.
And talk a bit about the Farmers Feed Us program.
Farmers Feed Us is an initiative that the Center for Food Integrity with other organizations has launched in a number of states. It's an opportunity to really entice consumers to come to a website where they have to meet and engage with farmers. It's a chance for us to use free groceries for a year as a way to draw consumers into being engaged with us. Consumers are disinterested and uninformed about farming. To get them interested, we have to give them a reason to be interested. Free groceries for a year is a very compelling reason. So it gets them to come to a website where they have to meet farmers, they engage with farmers, and the response has just been phenomenally supportive of today's agriculture and today's producers.
And how does it work?
What they do is they go to a website where they select the state in which they live, they select a farmer to meet. That farmer then begins to introduce them to contemporary agriculture, asks them a trivia question about farming in their state, offers them for a tour of their farm, and the response from consumers has been it really does increase their level of understanding, and more importantly, their level of trust in contemporary production, because all the images we show on Farmers Feed Us are of contemporary operations, different sizes, but they're all very contemporary, using contemporary technology.
In that vein, is it important for production agriculture to have more of their own farm-based websites?
It is, absolutely. Anything we can do to increase transparency, to show more about who we are and what we do, to open the doors, because of very good reasons, biosecurity, et cetera, we limit access to our facilities. But when people drive by these facilities and they see the signs that say, stop, don't enter, they see these rows after rows after rows of barns, they don't see any animals, and then all they see are the hidden camera videos, it causes suspicion and it undermines their confidence. Anything we can do to become more transparent, to show more about who we are and what we do, benefits all of agriculture.